From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Wednesday, July 30th. Many large home insurers have fled California in the last few years, citing unsustainably high payouts in large part due to catastrophic wildfires. But NSPR's Ken Duvall reports a new plan might bring them back.
Under a new regulatory structure announced by Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara, companies would be able to change the way they calculate risk. Right now, the state requires insurers to rely on historical data. But that approach is less reliable than projections made using forward-looking catastrophe models, which is done in all other states. The companies say using the new models will enable them to better assess future risk when determining cost. That may bring insurers back to California, but it will also likely result in higher premiums. There are other provisions that would directly benefit customers. Insurers would be required to write more policies in fire-prone areas, and they would have to factor in home hardening improvements when setting rates. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
In other news, a former Shasta County supervisor has announced that he's running for a seat on the board again. NSPR's Alex Stutson has more.
This week, former District 2 Supervisor Tim Garman announced that he'll be running in next year's election. According to reporting by the Reading Record Searchlight, Garman will be running for the District 5 seat against incumbent Chris Kellstrom. Garman told the paper that he decided to run again after his term ended last December. He's campaigning on issues of public safety, wildfire prevention, homelessness solutions, and restoring trust in local government and its procedures. He's also been a vocal critic of changes made to the county's voting system in recent years, and the firing of longtime elections official Joanna Franciscat. NSPR reached out to Garman and Supervisor Chris Kellstrom for comment. We did not receive a response from either by deadline. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
And the U.S. Department of Education is set to distribute hundreds of millions of dollars in funds to California public schools that it had previously threatened to withhold. A department official told the nonprofit news outlet EdSource that the funds will go out this week. The money will go to English learners, teacher training, and after-school programs. It comes nearly a month late. State Superintendent Tony Thurmond claims the withholding of the funds is illegal. California Attorney General Rob Bonta has joined a multi-state lawsuit against the Department of Education over the funding delay. Also, a man and woman from Oroville were indicted on nearly 40 felony counts of animal cruelty Monday. Oroville police followed up on a complaint last week and found 38 dogs living in extreme squalor. All were ill and malnourished, and many were confined in small cages. One deceased puppy was found in a cage. The woman is being held in Butte County Jail with bail set at more than $500,000. The man was released after booking due to a paperwork error. He'll be rearrested under a corrected warrant. All the dogs are undergoing care and expected to recover. Additionally, Governor Gavin Newsom has issued emergency proclamations for several counties impacted by winter storms earlier this year, including some in Northern California. Newsom says the February storms caused landslides and widespread flooding that affected roads and waterways and imperiled people and properties. The proclamations cover seven counties, including Shasta and Trinity. It authorizes Cal OES to provide assistance to Modoc, Shasta, and Trinity counties under the State Disaster Assistance Act. Trinity County also received another emergency proclamation related to storms in March that threatened public safety and infrastructure. The latter one allows Caltrans to request assistance from the Federal Highway Administration. And finally, adult winter run Chinook salmon have been spotted in the McLeod River for the first time in nearly a century. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife has confirmed adult salmon were spotted near Ash Camp, where an adult female appeared to be guarding her nest. Multiple smaller males were seen nearby. The department says the salmon likely originated from efforts in 2022 to return the Chinook to habitat above the Shasta Dam. The new winter run Chinook will likely spend a year or more in Shasta Reservoir before returning to the McLeod River, which spans Siskiyou and Shasta counties. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, July 30th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.